Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, where we explore the culinary arts in and around the greater Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Dravenstadt, your host for our gastronomic tour of our region and its amazing food scene. I'm here with Juan Martinez, co-owner of Don Juan Mex Grill, a local chain of restaurants in Allentown, Bethlehem, Emmaus, and Easton. Juan, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Michael, thank you for having me.
Hey, Don Juan Mexican Grill, you say it's Latin-inspired. So how would you describe that in terms of the food and the cuisine that you offer?
Yes, you know, Don Juan Mex Grill is an inspiration of my Latin roots. So we offer Latin-inspired dishes, you know, rice and beans, empanadas, salads, bowls, you know, to our local clientele. Mm-hmm. So the best way to describe Don Juan's cuisine is fresh ingredients.
Now, we talk about rice and beans. Are there things that you've had to Americanize to make them more approachable for people here, or are they more traditional from where you come, which is Dominican, correct?
I'm from Dominican Republic, so a lot of the dishes in our restaurant are influenced by my upbringing, okay? So as far as Americanized, you know, the style that we bring our food is that every customer have the ability to customize to their likings, okay? So the approach we took was, you know, hey, the customer knows what they like better than we want to impose to them. You know, you go to a lot of restaurants and you cannot customize. You know, this is how you get in. This is what it comes with. You know, me being a millennial, I don't want people imposing things on me. I want what I want my way, all right? So at Don Juan, we bring that kind of mentality. So to give people choices, and we have different fresh ingredients that they could pick and choose, you know, combine. If you like sweets, if you like spicy, if you like more savory, we have it all. So you could customize based on how you feel that day.
So Latin-inspired, millennial-influenced.
Right? That's correct. That's the best way to describe what we do.
But it's not just with millennials. Everyone has their own taste preferences. So in terms of ingredients or spice level or things like that, you give people the chance to experiment and adjust.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I know for years, Italian has been America's favorite ethnic food. And where is Latin food coming, do you think, in terms of its popularity in the United States and in the Lehigh Valley?
Absolutely. You know, with the Latin ethnicity, it's becoming, it's having such an influence in America. I remember, you know, talking to my aunt who's been here for 50 years when she first came to the United States, especially to the Allentown area. Her family was probably one of the first Hispanic family that came to Allentown. So there were many. But now, you know, you look around and you see how we have such an influence and influx of people from different Latin American countries, Puerto Rico, Mexico, Dominican Republic, Spain, Guatemala, not even in the Lehigh Valley, but also nationwide, all right? Those people have been having children's, you know, and grandchildren's. You see a lot of marriage, like myself. My wife is American. So our kid, Marcos, he is, you know, he has been influenced by my roots. So he knows rice and beans. That's part of how he grew up. You know, we might not make it every day, but he remembers when he goes to grandma's house how he had that great rice and beans and the carne asada. He goes to a restaurant, sees it, and he brings that memory. And he wants to try that. So we're seeing a lot of that happening. And it's only going to continue to increase as the years go on.
So, like you said, in the Lehigh Valley, it's typical in the country. You're kind of seeing a melding or combination of cultures coming together, which kind of goes, as you said, to your concept, where it's Latin-inspired. But you know what? Bring a little bit of yourself here, and let's see what we can do to make this right for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Talk a little bit about your background. Have you always been in the restaurant business, or did you come to America and say, hey, let's get in the restaurant business? I heard it's easy.
You know, growing up in Dominican Republic, you know, I was, you know, just a kid with we weren't as affluent as many of the, you know, my friends born here in the United States. So I started working in the restaurant industry when I was 10 years old. So, you know, from just cleaning dishes, washing bathrooms, helping the chef prepare foods. Hey, Juan, go cut that onion for me. Juan, you know, throw this garbage away. So I've been working in restaurants since I was 10. All right. When I came to America, I was 16 years old. That's the only thing I knew what to do. So my first job in America, I live in New York, it was at a golf course. I was a grill cook at a breakfast joint at a public golf course in Van Cortlandt Park. And that's what I did. I mean, I was 16-year-old in the kitchen cooking breakfast for the golfers. And from there, I kind of always said that I wanted to own my own business. So when it was time to go to college, I went for business and finance. Wanted to learn the back end of how to run a business and how to, you know, understand the numbers. And I went on and graduated, got into the banking industry, worked in finance for 10 years and went back to my passion, which was food and restaurant, back to what I knew and what made me happy.
Well, in fact, when we were talking before the show here, you said, I'm a numbers guy. You certainly have a love and a passion for food, but talk a little bit about the intersection between finances and running a restaurant. I think people have this romanticized version of bringing this high-quality food and being very creative in terms of what they bring, but there's actually a very financial backbone to everything that a restaurateur does to be successful, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, bringing quality food and bringing fresh ingredients, absolutely. You want to give the best value to your customers at all time. That's a top priority at all times. However, when it comes to the understanding the numbers, you got to know your ratios. You got to know, you know, how many customers do you need to serve in order to pay that loan, right? How many customers, how many burritos or tacos do you need to sell every day in order to pay that water bill, in order to pay that employee at the end of their payroll period? So the numbers, you know, anybody that wants to get into the restaurant business or any business, I highly recommend, you know, really fall in love with the numbers or have somebody that understand that aspect. I have seen through my career so many talented chefs, so many talented restaurant managers that go into the business just to find out that in 6 months they have to close the doors because, you know, the finances didn't make sense, okay? You see a lot of people that you might go into restaurants that are packed every day, okay? But they end up failing within a year because the management or the finances weren't accurate.
Okay. It comes down to pricing. It comes down to how much revenue you get per cover or per seat at the restaurant. I'm sure you look at all these different things.
Absolutely, because, you know, for instance, if you're selling $10,000 a week, but you're spending $14,000, it's just a matter of time until you go out of business. On having a clear picture on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month basis, that you understand where your business is very important into running your business. Whether it's a restaurant, whether it is a consulting business, whether it is a car dealership, anything. You know, the numbers tells you this story.
Let's move away from numbers a little bit. We want to make sure we talk about food. I know you do try to bring a healthy outlook to some of the food and the cuisine that you provide. What are some of the either particular dishes or treatments that you try to bring to the food and to your customers to offer people healthy options?
You know, to offer people healthy options, we bring a lot of fresh ingredients. We bring, you know, things like romaine lettuce, plum tomatoes, onions, fresh cilantro, avocados. We bring tofu. You know, we have fish in our menu. We have grilled steak. You know, our chicken, the way we cook it. We cook all our meats from scratch. To kind of give customers a platform, you know, you could be as good as you want when it comes to Don Juan, or you could be as bad as you want, all right? But, you know, growing up in an environment where, you know, health conscious consumer, you know, is a priority. We want to provide that. You know, I want to be able to take my son and give him a healthy meal, you know, or lunch or dinner. I want to be able to bring my mother, my grandmother, myself, my wife, and we could be, you know, eating healthy when we come to any of our restaurants.
So not only customizing some of the dishes in terms of flavor, but customizing it in terms of nutritional value or the way things are prepared so it can meet health requirements as well.
Absolutely, yes.
Now, I know you also pride yourself on giving back to the community and getting involved. Talk a little bit about what you do and why you do it.
You know, one of my mottos is the secret to living is giving, all right? It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter how much, you know, material possessions you have. At the end of the day, there's nothing more miserable than a rich person with unhappy, right? When I came to the United States, I didn't have anything. I was 16 years of age. And it was the generosity of the American people that helped me. You know, I didn't have a winter jacket. I came in the middle of December back in 1996.
And we have winter up here.
Right.
In New York City.
And I didn't know. So I got out of JFK and it's like, holy cow, this is crazy. Like, people told me that it gets cold, but coming from the tropics, I couldn't comprehend, like, it would be as cold as a refrigerator outside. Like, it didn't even fit in my brain at that time. So people helped me out. And I always remember that. I'm so grateful for the opportunity that people gave me and just giving me a hand. That, you know, since I got into the shoes to be able to do the same for others, you know, in my first year as a banker, you know, my first real salary, I was like, whoa. I remember where I was, you know, just a few years back. I wanted to start doing something for those less fortunate children, especially with children. I'm very, very, you know, emotional towards that. Because if it wasn't for somebody that extended a hand to me, I wouldn't be where I am today. So every year, my wife and I make it a point to give back to children. You know, we go back and to the Dominican Republic and help orphan children, you know, with food and clothing. We offer scholarships to underprivileged children here in the United States. And at the end of the day, you know, that's there's nothing as fulfilling as that. And it's something that drives us to even do more. Because if we could do more, we could help more.
Well, Juan, we appreciate you being part of our community here in the Lehigh Valley. And also thank you for being part of the Inside Dish on WDIY.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm Mike Drabenstadt, and this is The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon.